It's Wednesday here on LifeWords Day by Day, which means it's Worldview Wednesday. And I don't think any of us would be surprised to recognize that whenever we look over the landscape of our day, we see that there is a crisis in America. And that crisis is a lack of manhood, of compromised manhood, of fatherlessness. Do you know, recent studies show that around 40% of children live in fatherless homes. That is, they live in a home where their father does not live. That number has more than doubled since 1970. If this type of fatherlessness was a disease, it would be classified as an epidemic worthy of national attention. The greatest predictor of a child dropping out of high school or going to prison is a home without a dad. But that's just one type of fatherlessness. The physical presence of the father being absent. There are plenty of other fathers who are physically present, but mentally, emotionally, and spiritually absent. They don't engage. And men are simply not showing up in their homes. They're not showing up for their family. They're not showing up for work. They're not showing up for the church. One writer has stated that the unattached, immature male is every society's first problem. So are we at all surprised when we see within our own churches and our own cities and culture division and the praising and the celebrating of sexual immorality, taking advantage of one another, the boasting and the taking lightly the things of God? Well, of course not. We're not surprised because we know there is a lack of biblical manhood within our society and within our churches because it is lacking perhaps within our families. So what do we do? Before we can ever think about healing a broken world outside our own ranks, judgment must first begin with our own homes and churches. We have to address our own brokenness in those places. So the Bible in 1 Corinthians 16 verse 13 says that we are to act like men. But Paul is not talking about donning flannel shirts and tumbling around in big trucks with a hairy face and chewing tobacco dripping down your chin. Nor is Paul talking about being gentlemanly and debonair. Paul makes very clear in this passage what biblical manhood is and what it looks like. And when it is absent, we can expect to see families and churches and communities falling apart like what we see took place in Corinth, where men refused to step up and represent the gospel well for the sake of their church, their cities, and their families. Well, chaos ensues. So over the next few Wednesdays, we will be looking at biblical manhood. But when you pray, please remember Sam Jordan and his family, our missionaries in Jordan. And also remember the Cebuano LifeWord broadcast that's heard in the Philippines.